Tonight's Shir Simin Lamed Ches, Se'ilif Aleph, Beis Gimel, and Dalid. Simin Lamed Ches, Din Mihem HaChayov Mitzvillin Vapatur, and who is obligated and who is exempt from the mitzvah of Tfilin. Se'if Aleph. Chole Me'ayim Potur Mitzvillin. Someone who is suffering from a stomach ailment is exempt from the mitzvah of wearing Tfilin. The Ramah says, "Afilu ein lo tsar," even if it doesn't cause him pain, the fact that he is suffering from the stomach ailment, he cannot wear tefillin. Al sha'ar choyla, if a person is ill with something else, not a stomach problem, imitzar becholyoy, if his illness causes him pain, ve'indaitim yishevus alav, and he can't focus and concentrate, he's not settled, potter, he's exempt from tefillin for that reason. Ve'imlav, but if he's not unsettled, he has clarity and he can focus, chayiv, then he should wear tefillin. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Alf, chole me'ayim, someone who has a stomach ailment, for who I did, the same is true, misha shosem mashka mashal, so if someone does not have a stomach ailment, but he drank an elixir which causes diarrhea, so now, at that point, he cannot wear tefillin. Sivkon Beis, parter, he's exempt, mishum de tefillin boi gufnoki, tefillin requires a clean body, and in his current state, he does not have gufnaki. Sifkan gimel mitfilin, he's parted from tefillin. Mi shebitel mitzvah tefillin machmas choyli. If someone could not wear tefillin because he was ill, for avrolav shloshim yom shlohenichem, 30 days passed and he did not wear tefillin. Kishechoyzem enichem, when he goes to put them on after 30 days, ein sarach levarach shechianu, he does not make a bracha shechianu. Sifkan dalit tsar. The person who's suffering from a stomach ailment, even if there is no pain, is exempt. Afilum hoylech b'shvakim u'b'chavis potter, even if you see him going around the streets and the markets, he is exempt. V'aslo l'hachmal asav, as any, may not be strict on himself to wear tefillin. El b'shas kriyishma tefila, perhaps when he says shma tefila, im yodeya sh'yuchol l'hamadis asav b'gufnaki, if he knows that during that time he can have a gufnaki, then that's different. The question comes to come on the Sif Beis, as we will write in Sif Beis. Sif Katan Hey Potter. If a person is in Sar, his illness causes him to be unfocused or unclear, unsettled, he's also exempt. Shem Itachat Sar Yisich Daitim, because we're afraid because of his discomfort, he'll be distracted from his tefillin. Now, if he wants to be strict, in this case, we let him. Misha libo arum, if a person has no clothing over his chest, that means he's wearing pants only, ulamalhu arum, and there's nothing on above his waist. We're not talking about someone who's wearing a shirt, but his neck is open, but there's nothing above his pants. Lo yaniach tefillin, he should not wear tefillin. The after levarich rashai, even though he can say brachos when he is so dressed, kimen shevosu mechusa, his private areas are covered. K'demurcha b'simen ayin dal, you learn this in simen ayin dal. Afilu hachi enochan shei megula libo v'inech tefillin, still considered inappropriate that his chest is exposed and he's wearing tefillin. He has to put something on. Se'if beis. Misha bariloi she'enu yochel espal b'lo hafacha. If someone is absolutely certain that he cannot get through Shemoneh Esrei without passing gas, mutav sheyavar zman hatfilah mimashi espal b'lo gufnaki, it's better he should miss the zman tefillah and daven later than to daven within the zman without a clean body. Vayin l'kamon siman pei, this is discussed later in siman pei. Vim yeroi elo sheyuchal laham and asav gufnaki b'shas kriyishma. If he sees that he can control himself and have a gufnaki at least for kriyishma alone, yinich tefillin bein avar l'kriyishma yivarech. He should put on his tefillin after the bracha of avar avar, before kriyishma, say the bracha, and then say shema, and he'll take it right off. Because he can't get to Shemoneh Esrei like this. But if he could just do shema, then that's what he should do. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Vav, Misha Barlo, he's absolutely certain that he cannot get through Shemoneh Esrei. Lafuke, as opposed to, he's not positive, he's not sure. Bevade in levatel field tefillah b'tzibur, he's not going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, certainly not going to miss zman tefillah, because he's not sure. It's only a case when he's absolutely positive that he cannot do it, that we say, wait. Sifkan zayin. Lehispalel. he can't get through Shmoneh Esrei. Dafka Tefillah, this is referring to Shmoneh Esrei. Vishum to Ka'om with Vamela, because he's standing in front of the king. Ugnayhu Lamodis Baal Dastra Yivsek Be'emsa Sheikh LaRuach, and it's not nice to stand to Davin knowing that you're going to have to interrupt in the middle, and he's going to pass gas until the smell goes away. Aval Kriyishma Ubir Chosel Mutar, there is no restriction on saying brachos or Kriyishma and pass gas. Ach b'li tefillin, but he can't wear tefillin. So the issue is a Shmoneh Esrei issue and a tefillin issue. But it's not an issue stamazai for davening.
So if something smells bad in your middle of Shema, you can continue saying it?
No, he might have to wait till the smell abates. But we don't say it's a bizoyin that he has to wait like that. Sivkon ches. B'shas kriya Shema. He thinks he could get through Shema. Ayana come on Simen Pei Mishnah Berurah, Ki Shem Yivar HaKol Beis Hashem. Look ahead in Simen Pei Mishnah Berurah, it's all there clarified. Basically, this is halach is repeated over there in Simen Pei with much more arichus. Sifkan Tes. V'yivarech, and you should make a brach on the tefillin between Avarabba and Kriya Shema. V'yikra behen Shema v'achin chalatzim. So he'll say Shema with his tefillin, then I'll take them off before he continues. Let's say he's being able to calculate that he can get through Shema and then he'll get off his Shal Roish, but by then he'll have to pass gas and will not be able to wait for the Shal Yad. Is he allowed to put on tefillin in the first place? He could put them both on, knowing in advance that he'll only have time to get off the Shal Roish. Can't cost him a Gnevam, so rest my Gnevam. Al Pimagodim, Mefakvik, Pimagodim is not so convinced about this, he's Mefakvik. So basically, how can a person know before he says Shema, to have exactly enough time to put on the tefillin, say Shema, get up the Shal Roish, and then he's going to have the best guess. So I think the pshat might be, he knows he can, in a split second, move his Shal Roish off its spot, and it's Ke'ilu he's not wearing them. But it's a lot more difficult to get the Shal Yad off, out of its place. So maybe that's part of the Kavanah here. That he's Mishar. I can get through Shema, and if I'm making a mistake, I'll at least my Shal Roish, I'll get out of the way. But I won't get the Shayat off. So the halacha is, the Magen Avraham says he could start. Pimagodim is not sure. Se'if Gimel. Noshim v'avodim peturim mitfilim neshu mitzvah se'seh shema groma. Women and slaves are exempt from tefillin because it is a time-bound mitzvah. And the Amor says, if women want to be strict and wear tefillin, we protest their actions. We do not abide by the wishes of the women of the wall to put on tefillin. We say it's wrong. They should not be wearing tefillin. It's not the way to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu for them. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud. Noshim, women are exempt from tefillin. V'tumtum v'androgynus chayom tefillin. When you have a tumtum and a droginus where we're not certain about the gender, they should wear tefillin misafik because there's a doubt. Kechol mitzvah, like all the mitzvahs, so it's a safik, we have to be machmer. Sifkun yirav, she has man gromo. Tefillin is a zman gromo mitzvah. Why? The Shabbos and Yontif, last man tefillin, there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. So it's a mitzvah cessation, man gromo, and women are part. This is called Yud Beis. If the women want to be machmer, hanoshim, aipim agodim, shodin la'inin avodim, not only women, even slaves who want to be machmer on themselves, we would not let. V'ayim b'sevet teres v'shavash, because behed l'hapach, t'shavash is fakert, that we would let avodim. V'ayim b'sevet teres v'shavashim, look in the sevet teres v'shavashim. Sifkon yudgil morchin b'yodam, we would protest women who want to wear tefillin. Why? Leshet tzrichin gufnoki v'noshim ein zrizus lehizahem. Tefillin require gufnaki. And we're not convinced that women will be careful enough with tefillin. And therefore, we tell them not to do it. It's not their mitzvah, and they shouldn't try it. Se'if Dalet. Hamaniach tefillin tzarech li'zor mehir hur taivas isha. A person who's wearing tefillin has to be very careful from thoughts of desire for women. The Amor says, ve'mi'ef shalob le'ohir hur, if he cannot get through without thinking about his taivas noshim, better not to wear tefillin in the first place. Mr. Bruce of Kohen Yudal, Lizor, be careful. The Be'inu Gufnoki, Gamach Shavaro, Gufnoki isn't only the body, it includes the mind. He has to have his mind free from bad thoughts, and if he can't, he can't wear tefillin. Sifkon tezvav shalolonich, and better not wear. Umikol makom. Now, having said that, yira b'chol hayichalos lachov z'atzmo. He should try his hardest to force himself. V'limshuch aleiv liyira shemayim, and pull his heart to yira shemayim. V'lesiach adas, mei divrei havai hamazik and l'gufo nefesh. He has to infuse himself with yira shemayim to distract himself from this nonsense that harms the body and soul. Ulefanos halev the kaul of omachashmar kedusha. He has to clear his mind to be accepting of the machashmayim, the yoke of machashmayim, but kedusha, but tahara, with holiness, purity, and so on. So yeah, if his mind is filled with smut, he can't wear tefillin. But clean your mind. Yeah, do some brainwashing. Get that out of your head. You have to have kedusha and tahara. That's how you do it.